when he finishes. Thought for the day on Radio 4 tomorrow morning at 5 to 8. It's a fair bet that we will hear the presenters, Evan Davis and Sarah Montague, chuckling. Rabbi Lionel Blue has a way of making religion sound both sensible and funny. And in a long interview with him in yesterday's Independent magazine, he reveals how he came to know God. First of all, as a young Jew, he rejected his Jewish faith. At Oxford University, he had a nervous breakdown, became a Marxist, and incidentally, as it were, found God. And he said he has his own name for God. God's name is Fred. And he says, Fred is most affectionate. I hold his hand, and we sit next to each other and cuddle. Highly irreverent, I suppose, is one's immediate reaction. And not many of us, I think, feel that we can come close to God in that way or talk about him in such terms. But surely it is much better than, say, the image of God you get from a film that's going the rounds at the moment, The Power and the Glory, a remake of Graham Greene's novel. The idea of God in Graham Greene's stories is novels, and above all the claustrophobic Catholic anguish that his idea of God causes in the life of the central character, the sadistic Pinky. If we'd grown up with a bad image of God, it is mighty hard to eliminate it out of our bloodstream. And the same, I suppose, is true of what religion means. Get the wrong idea early on, and it's very difficult, isn't it, to obliterate the memories of past years. One way I suggest of reading today's gospel is that Jesus is telling us what good religion is and what bad religion is. It's pretty obvious, isn't it, that that's the distinction he's making. And he makes no bones what he finds bad about the religion of his day, the way it had become a kind of tyranny of rules and a way of showing off how good you were by public appearances. And in the gospel he points obviously to a deeper relationship with God and neighbour. So maybe for a moment we might try to have a guess at what false and true religion really are. False religion tries to teach us to use God, to push the buttons so that he will give us what we want, to try to bribe him with pious actions and flattering words, whereas good religion teaches us to meet God, not to manipulate him. True religion offers, doesn't it, to rescue us from our loneliness, not by answering our prayers and sending us the success we crave or sending us the man or woman of our dreams, but by teaching us to see our neighbour as ourselves, teaching us to be alert to the feelings and needs of those around us instead of being only aware of our own. True religion teaches us not how to win friends, but how to be a friend. To be concerned with hearing the lonely cry of others instead of wondering why no one hears our cries. We cure our loneliness by reaching out to others. We may find ourselves in a difficult situation, maybe unmarried, widowed, alone in the world, broken by suffering. But even in that situation, or in those situations, God's closeness and nearness will protect us from feeling alone, abandoned, desperate. I suppose the word community is the word that sums up for most of us what true religion offers. coming here together on any Sunday morning in any church in the land or in the world offers people a refuge, an island of peace in a troubled world, and in a world that segregates so many people, rich from the poor, the good from the bad, etc. The house of worship represents one place where the barriers fall down and we all stand equal before God. And the nux of the whole problem is that the closer religion brings us to God, the closer it brings us to one another. Otherwise, it's bogus. Closer to being aware of what other people are going through, being above all compassionate and understanding. So maybe, in a sense, the way to judge whether our religion is bogus or true, real or false, is not to ask, does my religion bring me closer to God? But asking instead, does it bring me closer to my neighbours? So let me give the last word to Rabbi Lionel Blue. And he says in that interview with Deborah Ross, I went along with religion for many years, not believing it, because, after all, a lot of it is unbelievable. But as I went on in life, I began to trust it more and more, and it reshaped me, made me a much nicer person. It reshaped me, made me a much nicer person. His final word is, religion for me has always turned things inside out. And things which I feared, turned into opportunities and blessings.